Today we're going to be in James chapter 3, and I'll read the first 12 verses here from James chapter 3. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Words have an effect. Words have an effect on other people and on our world. There's no doubt about that. Whether they be spoken words or written words, they have an effect. Words can cause problems. Words can build things up. And we need to make the choice on which kind of words we're going to use. You see, one of the smallest parts of our body can set the course for our lives. One of the smallest parts of our body can set the course for our lives. There are people all around the world that need to learn this lesson. They need to learn, whether it's a spoken word or a written word, that they need to think about it before they say it or write it. That is, I'm just going to be upfront with you, that is one of the dangers of social media. Is that people can write and say things and publish it to the world, and other people can read it and they take it as fact. And that's wrong. As Christians, we're the ones that need to understand our tongue is small, but it can have a great effect. And James goes through a great understanding here about things that are small but have a great effect. If our brother Rick was feeling up to it, I'd let him come up and talk to us about how that little piece of metal in a horse's mouth can control that horse. You can steer it any direction you want to. Amen, brother? Just that little piece of metal. It's not anything big. And you can cause that horse to go left or right, forward or stop. a small rudder on a ship. I've had the, as I worked as a quality insurance inspector in a shipyard once, I was able, when the ship was in dry dock, to walk up underneath a Navy ship. Absolutely incredible. One, it's incredible to see how small the blocks are that it sits on, holding that whole ship up. And then you kind of have this thought of, should I be walking down here or not? But then when you look at the size and the enormous bit of the ship that is out of the water that you don't normally see, and then you go to the stern of the ship and you see the rudder. It's incredible to think that thousands of tons are controlled by just that little rudder in the back of the ship. And it can be turned in any direction just by a small piece. James gives us this idea, this small, one of the smallest pieces of our body can take over how our life is lived. We all know people who have, what does it say here? It says that the tongue can have great boast. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. We've all heard people that have made promises that they can't fulfill. Promises that will never happen. A great boast. You see, the writer goes on to say that with our tongues, we can speak words of praise to God. And we've been doing that this morning, haven't we? We've been raising our voices to praise God. Jerry, thank you for the music that you choose for us so that we can do that and praise God. Blessed assurance. Perfect submission. All praise to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We can lift our voices in praise, and I'm willing to say, at least for me, and I hope it does for you, as we do that, it lifts us up to live a better life because we realize the God that we serve and how powerful that God is, and we can raise our voice to praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody translate that for me. Hallelujah. Translate it. It's a Hebrew word. I can wait. It means praise the Lord. That's what hallelujah means, okay? So remember, you know a Hebrew word. Hallelujah. And if you translate it, it means praise the Lord. You know a second Hebrew word too, amen. What does that mean? So let it be. Okay, we very rarely ever finish a prayer without saying amen. And that amen means so let it be. What I just prayed, Lord, so let it be. Okay, two Hebrew words. The test will come later. Okay. Test will come later. On your way out, pick up from Tommy a test and submit it later this week. Hallelujah. Amen. You should be able to translate those now. We can praise God with our tongues. But then look at what James says next. With our tongues, we also curse people who are made in God's image. Let's take that apart. We can say ill and bad about other folks. And unfortunately, part of our world is doing nothing but that right now. Cursing other people. Talking about how bad they are. talking about how wrong they are. And it's not happening just in our country. It's happening around the world. The Russians are talking about how bad the Ukrainians are. The Ukrainians are talking about how bad the Russians are. The Middle East, if you didn't grow up in my family, I'm going to talk bad about you. There's so many things going on there. Venezuela right now, there's where Pastor Ramon is that we support through our network and helping him to grow a church down there. People talking bad about one another down there. They're cursing each other. And then let me not forget, I'm just going to be confessional with you. Sometimes I curse people. Be honest with yourself, because I'm willing to bet you've done it at some point in some time. That you have said something wrong or ill about someone else, whether you know them or not. You may have said something wrong or ill about someone you heard about was doing the wrong thing. You never met them. And you believed another word that came to you and you cursed them. I'm just asking you to be honest with yourself. Because I watch the news at times and I read the news and it leads me to cursing people. Because I don't like what they're doing. And one of the things that helps me to straighten that out, that I need to think about more, is that every person is made in God's image. So at one moment, I'm praising God, and at the next moment, I'm cursing what God created. Think about that. I'm cursing what God created and saying how bad that is. So let me ask another question. Can God create something bad? Where does your theology go with that? Can God create something bad? But yet we don't hesitate to curse people. They cut us off on the interstate and almost wreck us. What's one of the first things you might think? Not something nice about the person that just cut you off, was it? You didn't think very first thing was not, oh, I'm glad they're made in God's image. Is it? Be honest with yourself. Because here's what you're also going to tell me. God already knows what you thought. So you might as well confess it. And I imagine at some point in your life, you have cursed another soul, another individual. Whether it's the fourth telemarketer call of the night, whether it's somebody that has sent out scamming emails. Folks, they're created in God's image. And we need to remember that. And we need to remember that God wants them to be saved if they're not. God wants them to be saved. No matter who they are, no matter what they've done. I believe that the president of Venezuela has done a great wrong to his people. From everything that I can read and everything that I can understand, he has done a great wrong to them. God can save him. And I pray for that. God can change President Maduro's heart. God can do that. We must pray for him. God can change the hearts of Putin and what he's doing to the Ukraine. God can change those Russian people's hearts. God can change hearts in the Middle East. I know somebody wants to come and tell me, but that's impossible. I am glad I serve a God that's about the impossible.
Amen.
Folks, we need to measure our words. We need to take a little time to think about what we're saying before we say it. We need to take a little time to think about before we write something on social media. We need to think about something we've read off of social media and passing it off as truth before we share it. Because that is destroying people. That is destroying communities. Our words have an effect, whether they're the spoken word or whether they're the written word. And if nothing else, many years ago, I tried to help some folks in my church understand. They passed me every junk email that they got. And 90% of them were all lies. And I approached them and I said, please stop. Number one, I don't want to see the lies. Number two, do you realize that you're ruining your Christian witness by passing off lies as truth? Maybe you heard a story about a little boy that was out tending, and what did he cry? Was there one? And he cried again. Was there one? And he cried again, was there one? And did the people come? If you're passing off lies that you find on the internet to other people, and you keep doing that, and people find out that they're lies, what's going to happen when you tell them about Jesus Christ? Are they going to believe you? You have ruined your witness. Words have an effect in our world. Whether they're spoken words or whether they're written words. For you see, our tongues speak fruit from what's in our hearts. Our tongues speak fruit from what's in our hearts. We see what we want to see sometimes, and we support what we want to believe, correct? So that if we hear something ill about somebody and we don't like that person, we don't mind sharing that because we don't like that person. But we didn't take the time to find out, was there any truth to it? And as a Christian, I would say, even if there was truth to it, why are you telling other people? Because the scripture says that we should use our tongues to encourage, to support, and to lift up. So if I'm spreading ill things about somebody else, how does that encourage, support, and lift up? It doesn't, does it? Our tongues are powerful. And James says in this passage that there is no one who has been able to control their tongue all the time. No one. And he says if anyone did, they were perfect. You ever met anybody perfect? I didn't ask you, has anybody ever told you they were perfect? Have you ever met anybody perfect? Her wonderful joke last night on something I was watching that I got to use it because I just remembered it. And it was a famous author, and now I don't remember which author it was, but he was sitting at somewhere, and some guy was telling him thing after thing after thing after thing after thing. And he looked at him and said, "You know what? The two of us know everything in this world. You know everything, and I know that you're a bore. So that's how I know both of us know everything." How are we using our tongues? What fruit does it show as we speak, as we write? I'm not going to leave you there. This has kind of been a theme that's been running through some messages here lately. If we allow God to internally transform us, then it will help us to tame our tongue. If we allow God to internally transform us, the tongue speaks from the heart. If we allow God to transform our hearts, it will tame our tongues. Some have a understanding that in convents and monasteries that the rule is silence. You don't speak. In most of them, that's not the rule at all. The rule is, if you can't improve on the silence, don't speak. That's the rule. If you can't improve on the silence, don't speak. I wonder what would happen if Christians started living that way. I wonder how it would transform our world if we only spoke when we could help lift people up. If we only spoke when we brought something good to people. I wonder how that would change our world. And I'm willing to say if all of us here today started to live life that way, we could change this town. We could change our nation. And we could change this world. If we really thought about what I'm getting ready to say, does this help somebody? Does it lift somebody up? Does it encourage somebody? Well, then maybe I don't need to say it. If the answer is, I'm willing to say, if the answer is no to any one of those questions, it might be better not to say it. How might you pay more attention to the words you use? How might you pay more attention to the words you use? I ask you to give some thought to that question this week. Because I can tell you this, once you speak the word, it's out there. And you can destroy your life with one wrong word. How might you need to pay more attention to the words you use? Let's pray. Lord, words are a part of our lives. We use them every day. Sometimes we think about them before we use them. Sometimes we react to a situation before we think about the words. Sometimes we find words that we think are truthful and we pass them on quickly to find out later they're not. Lord, really guide us and help us because the truth is, you sent your very word into this world to speak. Your word became flesh and walked among us. Your word spoke the truth and helped to lift people up. And Lord, your word still lives today, bringing encouraging words to folks. May we make that our pattern. Did the same as Jesus did, that we would do also. And Lord, I find very few passages that it ever appears as though he's angry about anything. He brings words to help lift people up, to help them to understand, to help them to grow spiritually. Lord, may we do the same by thinking about the words we use, whether spoken or written, before we use them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.